Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go, baby! Yay! We got Kings basketball tonight.
Kings are back! Kings are back,
and the conversation is contentious as ever. I can't lie, Kyle's tone was pissing me off through most of the handoff. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna take exception to what you say." Like, we're 5 seconds away from you. Want to take this outside?
I'm a man. You want to go outside?
Oh man, this is going to be an interesting season. And today's game don't even count. This is a preseason game. We welcome you in.
Game don't even count.
To the preseason opener. It is. Uh-oh. Did I label this wrong? What day is today? It's Wednesday, October 8th.
Yes.
Yeah, I did label our rundown wrong here. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
Yeah, he's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Chester Jackson says, the season is already in the worst slums of Sacramento.
Oh, man. And I think that's how Kings fans feel. Whatever.
The thing that I say, and I think you feel the same way, and I think Kyle and James feel the same way. I just, the probability of it, I think, ranges is, I think we're just saying the Kings have a real shot to be better than everybody's giving them credit for. Like, I would not be surprised. Yeah,
people think this team sucks.
They think they're terrible. They think they're terrible. And I'm like, I don't see a terrible
team. It's just one of those things where it's like, okay, I'm the crazy one. I'm the only one. But we're a small group of people that doesn't think this team is awful. Mm-hmm. Again, we can have discussions about the future and cap and draft picks and tanking and all of that. That's perfectly fine.
And not to interrupt you, but I think that's where.
Well, you did.
That is the antithesis.
What? No, come on, man, you got it.
No.
Come on.
Antithesis.
Allow me to expose my colon once again. The ramification inflicted on the incision placed within the fallopian cavities serves to be holistic.
That's good.
Taken from the Latin word jalapeno.
Very good.
That's
almonds, a tough word. Antithesis.
Antithesis. That's the almonds that I just had, too. That didn't help. But
I'm blaming on the almonds.
Well, I love me the almonds.
Well, Lord knows.
Moses.
It was the almonds, Reese. Leave me alone.
Antithesis.
There it is.
Antithesis.
You got it.
Of the issue. I think people are projecting the future when they talk about this team. Because Kyle and everybody else will be like, Yeah, they might win 40, but like, what does that do? That's not the conversation me and you are having.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the future. We probably agree on the future. Like, I don't know where that gets. I don't have an answer for you that if they win 41 games, 42 games, and get bounced in the first round, what that means for the future. I do not have an answer for that. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this team right here. This team for this season. And I think a lot of people, more than they realize, think, yeah, they for sure could win 42 games. I see that. But that's where it just need to stop. Well, it doesn't need to stop. I'm just saying, for our argument, what we're saying, yeah, just stop right there. Don't ask me what that means for the future.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about this year. But people can't not intertwine it too, it feels like.
Yeah, I get it. I think there's a number of things at play. One, everyone believes that they know how a roster should be constructed, like the best way to construct a roster. And they look at a team like the Oklahoma City Thunder, and you see a team that is set for eternity. It feels like, certainly in basketball years, they're set for eternity.
Right. They'll never be bad again.
And it's certainly what it feels like. And what people look like, well, that's how you do it. Tanking is the model. Like, that's how you do it. Completely ignoring how the Paul George, like, there's context to all of this. Mm-hmm. Like, when you talk about just losing basketball games, that's it. Nothing else. That is, like, you tanking, purposely losing basketball games. That is the Philadelphia 76ers, who were bad for, what, five years? Four or five years? Six?
I don't think it was that long.
Okay, four or five years. Yeah. But they're awful, awful before they return to the playoffs. And ultimately, all of that tanking, the miss number one, all of it landed you Joel Embiid. It landed you Ben Simmons, who was once a really good basketball player, but it led to nothing. It ultimately got you back to the exact place you were before. It's like saying the Sacramento Kings should tank. They should tank. You're right. Let's tank. And for the next 4 years, the Sacramento Kings stink. And finally, the moment they get out of the tanking, they go back to the first round of the playoffs and lose. Probably to the Warriors. That is what has been the Philadelphia 76ers have never gotten any further post-tanking than they did pre-tanking. Oh, but the Thunder won the title. The Thunder didn't tank. The Thunder used the opportunity to trade Paul George as one of the greatest heists in the history of professional basketball. They hit on every single draft pick. They traded two Hall of Fame players, and Paul George went to Russell Westbrook, said, hey, we're hitting a different phase. What do you want to do? Russ said, all right, I love y'all. Let's do something. Trade him off. I think that was the Houston trade, if I remember correctly. And then, you know, you turn Chris Paul into something. Like, you didn't play meaningless basketball for very long. Mm-hmm. Like, you even landed in the playoffs once.
Right. Right.
The other team that tanked, and I want you to think long and hard about this, pro tank crowd, is the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz, who were begging to land that Cooper Flagg gold at the end of the rainbow, couldn't have landed in a worse draft spot. Mathematically, could not have landed in a worse draft spot than they did. Anybody think Utah going to be good this year?
No.
Next year?
No.
Anytime in the foreseeable future is Utah going to be good, because they're tanking. They have sold off parts. They have sat players. They are the description of organizationally tanking, putting out a product without the intent of winning. There is no end in sight for them. So who do you trust this organization to be? Sam Presti in the Oklahoma City Thunder or Danny Ainge in the Utah Jazz? Who do you trust them to be? Because I'm a pretty optimistic guy when it comes to this team. I'm a believer in Scott Perry. I'm a huge believer in Doug Christie. Ask me if I trust them to tank this. And if you do, you're foolish. You haven't been paying attention. They're going to abandon the tank in 2 years and try to do something else. And then you're just going to end up in a spiral of awful basketball. And let me, real quick, because Scout asked this. Then what's the end game? It's a great question. They're going to have to figure that out. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if they have one right now. The end game for this year is to be competitive and win basketball games this year. Next year, I don't think they know. And it's not their job to know. I mean, you want it to be. Mm-hmm. You very much want them to have some foresight. But they've got to focus on this season right now. Because a lot of things that can happen that can put them in a better spot next year, there are things that could happen that could put them in a worse spot this year.
Mm-hmm. The other thing about the Oklahoma City Thunder, we've talked about this before. Once I will reiterate, if you want to tank, that's fine. I'm not telling you not to. I'm not telling you not to. Fine. I'm just trying to show the context of what Oklahoma City did. And we'll talk about Houston, what they were able to do. You guys tell me. You tank because you want like a top five, top three, maybe number one pick, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How many top five picks are on Oklahoma City's roster?
That they drafted themselves. Chet.
That's it.
Yeah.
They acquired SGA.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Williams was
hit
anywhere between 12 to 16. I can't remember. 12 to 16. He wasn't even top 10. And they hit. Lou Dort was undrafted.
12th.
Jalen was 12.
Lou Dort.
Lou Dort was undrafted. You went and got Hartenstein.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he was drafted. It wasn't top five, top 10, or lottery. You got Caruso. Once again, maybe second round. I can't remember. Maybe undrafted himself. Hell, you're
Hartenstein, 43rd overall.
Your MVP wasn't even a top five pick.
Nope.
They made the right moves. It wasn't about tanking necessarily.
Did not miss.
It was about hitting on the picks, on the free agent acquisitions, on the trades.
And
that's something anybody can do. You don't have to be terrible to do that.
Let's flip the script and go to Philadelphia for a second. Drafted Ben Simmons,
mm-hmm.
drafted Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons was number one. Joel was three. Mm-hmm. They had another number one pick. Who
was it? Nerlens Noel?
Nerlens Noel. How'd that go?
Not good.
Oh, okay. In the end, they didn't hit on very many draft picks. Joel
Did you say the other number one they got? Did you say Markel?
I didn't say Markel Fultz. Didn't say Markel Fultz. Nope.
So now we have what three number one picks? Four?
That's three number one picks and a number three overall pick.
Who ended up being your best player.
Who sat out the first two seasons of his career.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think is going to sit out the next two seasons of his career, too. That's not funny. I'm sorry,
it's
Joe.
The truth, though.
I'm sorry.
We're not laughing at him.
No. You got Okafor in there. If you're Philadelphia missed on every turn. Mm-hmm. But they drafted Joel, and they got enough from Ben Simmons to get them right back where they were, but not to get over the top, to not win a championship. And the worst thing they've ever done is put out this idea that this is what you do in the league. That you lose basketball games to win more basketball games later. Oh, the process is over. Is it? You just got eliminated in the second round. That's where you got eliminated before. How is the process over? You're supposed to be hosting trophies. Kawhi Leonard had the greatest shot in the history of the playoffs. Didn't that wasn't to get to the finals. That was to get to the semi. It's an absolute waste and has created an absurd NBA conversation because people think that works. And there is no evidence, no history, not a single team you can point to and say they were successful doing this.
Let's go to Philadelphia. We named all those players.
Mm-hmm.
In this whole process era, who's the second best player they ever acquired through the draft?
AI?
No, just the process.
Oh, the process.
He on the team right now.
Oh.
He on the team right now.
Oh, Tyrese.
Do you know what number he was drafted?
Ooh. 23?
21st. Good call. 21st. Once again, it's about knowing what you're doing. It's about hitting on all your decisions, or most of them. That's what it's about. I'm not going to dispute, like, yeah, if you're top five 7 years in a row, like, you have the best chance of landing a franchise player. Sure, I get that. That's fine. How many top three picks did we just name for Philadelphia? And they really, I can't even really say.
Ben Simmons. Named number one picks.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying is, and when
three number ones, one, Okafor was two?
Okafor was two.
And Joe was three.
All right, man. So this is what I would say for, like, what Scout talks about, what's the end game? Make good decisions.
Mm.
That's the end game. that's the name of the game. I don't want to, like, necessarily say it doesn't matter where you're picking or what you're doing. Because, yeah, I want a top five pick too. I love Peterson. I love DeBonsta. Like, I think those guys are the truth. But make the right decisions. No matter what you do, nobody, where you're at. There is talent. You can find talent all through the league, all through the draft, if you know what you're doing. That's the end game. Make good decisions. That's what's going to get you where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. That's why I think you maybe feel the same way. That's why I'm not tripping on this year. I don't need to tank. I don't need to win 20 games and then get a tie. I don't need that. I just need them to make the right decision. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter the setup. Make the right decision. That's the end game.
Tyler asks, where's Tyler? What if the right decision got drafted ahead of your pick? Like, that's the draft. Every other. So it's an interesting question from Tyler, but, like, you brought up Tyrese a second ago. Tyrese Maxey. Mm-hmm. At 21, was Tyrese Maxey their number one choice on the draft? I have no idea. But the idea that. Let's use Oklahoma City as an example rather than the Philadelphia 76ers. The idea that everyone that the Oklahoma City Thunder drafted in this process was the top player on their draft board. Every time. It's probably never happened in the history of the draft, but they landed that. No, teams adjust. They're like, hey, if this player is not available, we're going to go with this player. If this player is not available, we're going to go with this player. We got to have contingencies planned. We heard so-and-so was looking at this. Like, those, the reason you see those so-called war rooms with those 50 phones is because they're calling everybody, hey, what are you thinking at 24? Mm-hmm. What are you thinking at 25? Have you heard about anything about people moving up? We heard so-and-so's agent called us and said, this team is trying to move. That's what all of that is. So the idea that you don't have to adjust the moment you're on the clock is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draft right. If James were here, I'd bet your fortune he would bring up Thomas Robinson and Dame Lillard. The Kings made an unnecessary adjustment because Thomas Robinson, their number one pick was on their board, was right there. And they decided no.
Yep.
You adjust for good, then you adjust for bad.
Sometimes you over-adjust.
Yeah.
Peyton in the chat said, so it's luck. Yeah, kind of. That plays a role.
There's a lot of luck in it.
That plays a large role in what's going on. Because I'll tell you like this. What if you get the number one pick and you draft Derrick Rose? You make the right pick. You have no say-so on whether or not his knees are going to be able to hold up. Yeah, what if you get the number three pick and you pick Joel Embiid? You made the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
But you got no say-so and how his body responds to NBA life or just what God has planned for this person. Yeah, you need fortune. Absolutely, you need fortune. The Bucks didn't go into their draft where they drafted Giannis saying, if we get the number one pick, we're taking Giannis. No. Mm. The Nuggets. If we get the number one pick, we're taking Jokic. They might have passed on him twice. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it worked out. It happened for them. Hell yeah, you need luck.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You need luck in trades. You need luck in free agency. You know what I mean? There's the story, the folktale of the Warriors offering the Bucks Monte and Steph and take your pick.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bucks said, we'll take Monte. Mm-hmm. That's luck. You had them both on the trading block.
I've never believed that story, but
I believe it.
I don't.
I believe it.
I mean, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
Monte.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, if you didn't live through it, like Steph wasn't that
right, and Monte was. Monte, like, especially just kind of living in that area and following the Warriors. Monte was like the next AI, they thought.
Unless my timeline is off, the only reason I don't believe it is Jerry West. I believe Jerry would have seen it. Like, if Jerry saw Clay, I believe he would have seen
Steph. I don't know if Jerry was there yet.
So, and that's why I'm unclear about that. Because
they trade Monte, and they that was the famous booing of Lake Up.
Yeah, with Chris
and
Mullen.
I don't think West was there yet.
Okay.
I don't think West was there yet. And Rick Barry said, come on, people.
He's one of the crankiest human beings. Rick Barry would be a great Kings fan. He's one of the crankiest human beings that ever played a professional sport. Him and George Karl would have been a dream together.
Oh my gosh. I need that reality show.
Like, yeah, the show would be, we made our living in basketball, but we hate it. What was George's book? George's book was like, are you mad or why are you so mad all the time?
I could be wrong, but I doubt it.
Oh no!
Who was
I don't.
That?
That sounds like a Stephen A. Smith book. George Carl book.
Furious George.
Furious George. That's what it was.
That's a great name.
That's exactly what it was.
That's a really good name.
Furious George. But there, let me see what the stand by because there's a my 40 years book. Surviving NBA divas, clueless GMs, and poor shot selection.
Oh my gosh!
That is his.
Oh
his,
man!
I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Oh, that's a T-shirt.
Yeah, the book that I had, I ain't never read that book. I don't know what that's about.
Is it
a Jesus book?
Wow, what do you have against Jesus?
No, I think it's just trying to dispel Jesus. No, I ain't read that book.
Okay, Kyrie, settle down. What are you tweeting out here? I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Why Jesus is your greatest hope on earth and in eternity?
Oh, okay. I got off that page quick when I saw it with that book. What that book was like? No, don't be talking about my God. Don't be talking about my guy crazy.
It's got 4.9 stars.
That's good.
Imagine being the person who didn't rate Jesus 5 stars. Boy, that's yeah, ballsy.
I don't need that person in my life.
That's ballsy.
I don't need that person in my life. George
I did
Carl.
Think that was like a Charles Barkley book or Stephen A. Smith book or something. So you got me with that one.
What was Charles book's name that he said he got misquoted in?
Oh, that was legendary.
That's exactly what it is. That's where I got it from. I may be wrong, but I doubt it.
I may be wrong. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Not I could be wrong. I may be wrong. Very important distinction.
I said I know I'd
heard I could so. Is Jesus. I may is Charles. Very different. Very different books.
Yeah, man. You know, one of the great books.
Poor Charles, trying to figure out what he's doing on ESPN still. every day, some media site, something pops up. Charles Barkley doesn't know if they're going to go 45 minutes or not.
Like, Charles,
just show up to work, bro.
You also have time to figure it out because we're not going to see you for a while.
Just show up to work, Chuck. You'll be fine.
One of the, as a teenager, one of the great basketball books I read was, ironically, by Jason Williams. Not our Jason Williams, but Jason with a Y.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It was a great book.
Was this before or after?
It was before.
How I Did It? Oh, wait. What was it?
I ain't going to say it.
You ain't going to say the name of Jason Williams' book?
No. Not on this show, bro.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'll be the
not
adult.
On this show.
No, I'll look. I didn't know Jason Williams wrote a book. Oh.
It's a good book, too, what, man. No,
okay, well, Kenny's favorite book is called Loose Balls.
There it is.
Kenny.
There it is.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I didn't say
it. I said, look, you just said you loved the book.
I did.
Loose Balls. Easy Money, Hard Fouls, Cheap Laughs, and True Love in the NBA. Boy. From Jason Williams, Jay with a Y. We'll come back. It's going to be an eventful day. Kings play basketball tonight, man. We're here to talk about it. CeeLo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.